If you didn't know, this week my school and county were in the news for blatant racism yet again. A photo was leaked of three of my peers in full blackface. Along with some of my classmates, we got the story on the news. We got the principal to respond, the superintendent of Cumberland County Schools involved, and celebrity Amanda Seals to repost the story. And luckily it paid off and those students were expelled. But when does it stop? When do we get to stop and finally look out at the fields of happiness and peace? I can't tell you, but I can tell you my take on all of this craziness on this episode of Jarius, the Unofficial Therapist. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first episode of Season 2 of Jarius, the Unofficial Therapist. It is so wonderful to be back on this show that I love so much. Thank you to everyone who stuck with me through the hiatus, but there's a lot to talk about today, so let's get into the show. But before we get started, I do want to remind you all that you all can become financial supporters of this show by going to anchor.fm/tolson/support. Again, that is anchor.fm/tolson/support. Now, let's get back into the show. When the photos first surfaced, many of the usual questions were asked on social media, as if new. What's so wrong with blackface? Does it still matter? But most of all, is blackface racist? Well, I'm going to go ahead and answer that one for you. Yes, and there's no doubt about it. And it's crazy that in an age of instant information access, it is so difficult to accept that these teens who are always on their phones didn't know that what they were doing was wrong. That blackface and blatant racism is wrong. That the mocking of the wrongful deaths of countless unarmed black Americans at the hands of cowardly cops is wrong. In mocking the Black Lives Matter movement, they mocked the lives of 12-year-old Tamir Rice and 16-year-old Cornelius Fredericks, both children, both defenseless, both unjustly killed, and both of their lives mocked and made fun of by Hunter Rockwell, Sarah Lee, and Aiden Owen. In a statement to WRAL, one of the teen's mothers said that these kids are not racist and that it was never their intention to hurt the feelings of anybody of a different ethnic group. She called their decision to take and share the photos of that night a poor choice. Well, I would be more keen to believe that this was some stupid mistake if they'd publicly apologize. Instead, they made their accounts private. They ignored messages and hid in their shadows in a flawed attempt to just let it pass by. When we were in person school, I'd walk through the halls of Cape Fear and I'd see blatant and obvious signs of racism everywhere. There was a time when students at my school tried to start a black student union. When certain students got news of the plans to start at BSU, they started a petition for a white student union. This started the very clear but subliminal race war at Cape Fear. Plans for both groups were scrapped in an attempt to please everyone, a diversity student union was started. But when I walk into my classes, I hear the N-word being said back and forth between two white guys. Oh, but their black friend that no one has ever heard of nor seen has given them the non-existent pass. Well, they can't be racist. They're 2% black or their second cousin is black. Well, I've got some news for all of you, and I hope you're listening. If you can justify a black person getting killed by a cop, you're racist. If you say the N-word and justify it by breaking down your ethnicity, you're racist. If you have to explain that you're not racist, you're racist. And that's the bottom line of it. So I hope you're listening, Hunter Rockwell, Sarah Lee, and Aiden Owen. Because until you apologize, we won't forgive you. Now we're less than a week away from the election, and with threats to the integrity of the election and to the peaceful transfer of power, and with things like this going on right now in this world, it is more important now than ever to get out and make your voice heard. If you are able to but don't vote, then you have no plausible reason to be mad at the outcome. If you have not yet voted, then I highly recommend you to now vote in person come election day. And finally, please, do your own research, seek out experts, and push yourself outside your bubble and have empathy.